Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and we've got Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, we've touched on this every now and again, and it's funny, it always sort of comes up as we're leading in towards winter and the build-up to Comrades, people not wanting to get sick, but I think this is probably a good time to answer this question. Val Opperman was asking about a flu vaccine. Is now the right time to go for one, yay or nay?
Look, flu vaccines are useful. At the very least, they protect you from picking up last year's flu. And often what they do is we tend to get the flus from the previous winter season overseas. So that's what the vaccines are then based on. So I would wait until the new vaccines came out, unless they're going to come out very, very late. But they certainly do help. I personally don't use them, mostly because I very seldom get sick. And I know the flu shot does make you feel a bit grubby for 2 or 3 days. But if you are someone who's susceptible to getting sick and has gotten sick in the past, then it's well worth planning 2 or 3 days where you're just going to back off the training a little bit and you're going to hit your flu vaccine. But there's lots of other little things that we can do. You've got to keep your hands clean. So, you know, it's difficult to avoid contact with people all the time. But the main mechanism for us spreading germs around is hands and contact with other people and other objects. So if you can keep your hands clean, it means that when you do touch your face and your mouth with your hands, you reduce the chance of transmitting those diseases. Increase your vitamin C, you know, take 500 to 1,000 milligrams per day, and get yourself onto a nice, good multivitamin, perhaps some immune boosters. Make sure you get lots of sleep. And if you do those things, then you will go a long way to actually preventing yourself from being exposed to the diseases.
Awesome. Val, thank you very much for that question. Lindsay, thanks for your time today once again as well. We're back in just a couple of days' time with the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget to check out the brand new Ask Coach Perry Cycling. If you're into cycling as well, all the details on coachperry.com. Just click on the podcast section or the blog section and you can get all the details. A brand new podcast that we've launched this week with Coach Perry cycling coach Devlin Eden. So go check that out, okay? Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.